electrical storm, and my feet are going to be like lightning rods. Boy and how.
Listen, Jordan, I don't know whether you know it or not, but we got a rough deal on this Sandy fee over here. And I don't think the president knows the facts on it.
Mm-hmm.
We served those notices back in 1956. 1956, under the Railroad Labor Act.
And I
handle them personally as a vice president and as assistant to the presidency. And we tried every way, and then after I went on this job, I signed R.D. Jones, Vice President Jones, and he handled them. We spent weeks over there, you know.
Yeah.
And everything was tentative, of course, until we got them all settled, and we got about 12 that we're not too far apart on, see?
Yeah.
But they just quit talking to us on. So we set a strike over there for last Saturday night and and pulled them out. And Lev Edwards called me, the chairman of the mediation board, and wanted to know if I'd put them back and then talk. I said, Lev, it won't do any good. I said, we've tried 9 years. Now, I'll tell you what I will do. I said, I'll go to Chicago or anywhere you want me and meet with Mr. Moore or Mr. Marsh and sit down with him, and I'll be there in 2 hours, see?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll try to settle these things. Well, he says they're putting pressure on us. I said, who's putting pressure on you? Well, he didn't. He said the Defense Department. He denies that now. And I said, well, Lev, I said, we had a strike down on the port terminal, and it was 48 days, and you didn't appoint an emergency president's fact-finding board, didn't recommend none. Now, we haven't been out 24 hours. I said, now, I can call the president, I can call the Secretary of Labor, and see if they'll talk to me. But I said, my Lord, we're entitled to something. My people ask me this, George. They say, the mates and pilots is out 4 months. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This other people's out 3 months. Why is it the president won't let us strike and try to get some of the things we're entitled to? He won't let us stay out 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't answer him. I'll be frank with you. I just can't answer him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as he hadn't appointed that board yet, has he?
No, not that I know of, not unless something came through and I wasn't looking.
Well, I'd say this. I think if the president would do like he did on the Southern, knock that board down, tell us we've got to have some hard-nosed collective bargaining, I think we can settle this thing without going through this board. After 9 years, and then put you through a board, it just don't sit well with me. You're our people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he knows the facts, George. That's the reason I want to talk to him.
Right. Now, look, Charlie, you're still out, aren't you?
Yeah. No. Hell no. We put him back.
You put him back?
Under that order, you know.
That's right.
When he appointed city
that's right.
Appointed emergency board, the Railroad Labor Act, said
that's right.
Go back status quo, George.
That's right.
And we're going to comply with the law, mm-hmm. You know that.
Yeah.
But I don't think he knows the facts on what exactly happened. Because I know him well enough to know if I'd offered to meet with him in Chicago and the company refused, he'd have got a meeting. You know that.
Right.
He wouldn't have said, now, wait a minute here. Let's get together and see if we can't settle this thing, just like he done on the steel strike and everything else, see?
Mm-hmm.
But in place of that, I think the mediation board gave him something that didn't tell him all the facts in it. I'll be frank with
you.
Because we've been handling these for 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then he appoints an emergency board, and if they appoint this emergency board, George, every dispute we have on an individual, see, that's just one railroad.
Right.
It's no emergency. I told Lev Edwards, I said, divert the freight. Let some other road handle it, you know.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do. You can divert your freight, and at the same time, we can sit down and work this thing out. But if he ever appoints that emergency board, he's going to have to appoint one on every cotton-picking thing we have. Because they're resetting the president on appointing the emergency board on one railroad, on Section 6 notices, that's been handled for over 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Right.
And I'd like to talk to him about it, or we should talk to him about it.
Well, by golly, I'll get this to him, Charlie, as soon as I can.
And I'd like to know whether he's going to appoint one or going to make a sit down and negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I could have got to him, I don't want to bother him. You know that.
Right.
I never called him.
No, you never called him, Charlie.
Call him, but I won't talk to him. I'd call Secretary of Labor Works first. I'll tell you that. I've been trying to get him all morning, see?
Mm-hmm.
And he's in a meeting, and I'm afraid if he ever appoints this board, I'm dead, see?
Mm-hmm.
If I can stop it before he appoints it and get a chance to talk to one of them, we're still in the ballpark.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's foolishness to go to a board and spend all that money and all that time after we've had 9 years and we've been working on these things.
Mm-hmm.
All they're doing is just delaying tactics. And as long as they can run to him or the Secretary of Labor, and get them to appoint a board, we're not going to be ever able to get a settlement.
Yeah, because all you're going to do is postpone it.
That's right. You're just postponing the day, George. That's mm-hmm. all you're doing. Now, I offered to go to Chicago Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's when you were talking to Lev Edwards.
Yeah, I told Lev, he said, you call Mr. Moore and make that offer. I said, Lev, it's not my place to call him.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I will go and meet him, you, him, or anywhere else, anytime, and let's leave him out, and we can settle this thing in a day, see?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no emergency, because that's just one railroad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the president lets him waltz him into a position where he's got to appoint an emergency board on every railroad, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know that, and I know, on notices that it served 9 years ago.
Right.
Now, have you got any suggestions, or you want to talk to him and call me back, George, or?
I think maybe I better talk to the boss, Charlie. Where are you? Where are you now? Where are you calling from?
I'm in Denver, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at area code 303.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 244-7097.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm from not there, drive me to Albany Hotel.
At the Albany Hotel?
Yeah. Now, this is the general chairman's office I'm giving
you. Yeah, I know.
And call me here first. If not here, then call me at Albany.
Right, I better check in and be sure that emergency board hasn't been appointed. I've been out of town over the weekend,
well,
which is one of the problems.
Keep him from it if you can until we can talk. Will you, George?
Right.
Thank you.
Okay, Charlie.
Take care of yourself.
You bet. Thank you.
Okay.